So we'll get started now that Paulos is here. Okay, so we have a session with the CCNSO members on tomorrow afternoon, that's right. Monday afternoon session with the members, and that's basically the goal for that session is to take them through our current report. What we'd like to do today is just to talk about the changes that we've made in respect to scripts and the scope, therefore, of the PDP, and make sure that everybody's clear and find out if everybody's comfortable or not. I will do my best to try and summarise this. I'll do my best. So, we start with, as in the fast track, everybody's clear that non-Latin scripts are obviously IDNs. So, Chinese and Arabic and Japanese and Tamil, etc., are IDNs. In the fast track, only those were IDNs. In the IDN policy development process, what we are now saying is, obviously, they are IDNs, but so are so is a string that uses an ASCII, provided that it uses at least one character that is ASCII plus or whatever it's called, combining marks.
This is non-ASCII.
Sorry? Is that you, Gian?
As long as it has one character, which is non-ASCII. I think we should clearly say if it is not ASCII, it's non-ASCII.
Yes, one character. Is that what you were saying? Yes. So just to be really, really simple, if we continue to use the definition that a string must be a meaningful representation of the name of the territory, if your territory has a meaningful representation that includes in it one character that has an accent or is a combined letter, OE combined letter, or has a normal out or whatever, then that would make that an IDN. That's, I think, where we've got to. Is that right, Bard? And that's using the definition of IDN TLD that is currently in IDN BIS, which is in the going through the finalization stage.
Thank you. Ahmed Lange, Norway, those who doesn't know me. I followed the discussion on the working group as an observer, and I just one question about the official language thing. Because I know that because in the fast track, it was a requirement. You had to have the official language to get it through the fast track.
Yes.
But the main reason, as I remember it, was that fast track should be something that really would be fast, and we were limited.
Sure.
That's why we use the official language as well. But I saw in the discussion here that it was talked about that combining letters, that Egypt, for example, as Egypt with an... What they are called in English, I don't know, but the German way of writing.
Yes.
And like Norvège in French.
Yes.
And if French is not an official language, then it's not an IDN?
No, separate question. That's a separate question. So just using official language as an example.
Okay.
So the policy development process needs to decide whether or not the current requirement in the fast track that it be an official language continues forever or does not.
So to define an IDN, it's a combining mark, and
yes.
then it's a separate question to decide whether it's an official language.
Correct.
Yes, okay.
So if Australia, at the moment, if the only change we make is that we say that we're including ASCII with combining marks, then Australia would not be able to have an IDN TCTLD because the only official language is English. But if that's the only change we make. But if we will have to consider whether Australia should, for example, be entitled to apply for .Australia in Chinese because it wants to or because it has a big market in China, etc. So, but that's a separate question. Manal.
So, but I'm just trying to make sure I understand right. So, the scope as it stands now, it's almost everything except the ASCII.
Yes.
So, this is what is within
yes.
the scope right now. The languages is the eligibility part, and this is
yes.
a separate thing.
Correct.
So, and okay.
So. Where we are is we have to make over time we have to make a number of decisions. The first recommendation we are now saying is that what we're calling an IDN is what the technical community is calling an IDN, which is anything that has at least one character with a non-ASCII or ASCII with a. We're not saying at the moment that A, it has to be an official language. It might have to be, but we haven't decided. We're not saying that it has to be a meaningful representation. We're just carrying those things forward from the fast track. So once we're clear what we're talking about in respect to what's possible, so it is possible that... So it's possible that an ASCII using country that has just one character that is different, if that fits in their word, then that would be an IDN CCTLD. Yeah? Whether that word has to be meaningful and whether the language has to be official, different questions. Okay? So what that means is that we effectively are saying, so that we're clear, we're effectively saying that any country that uses any character that is not the 26 letters of the Latin alphabet plus the hyphens and whatever else it is, would be entitled to an IDN CCTLD, assuming that character fit is in the word, and then maybe if it's an official language, maybe if it's not, meaningful, etc.
Okay.
So that widens the audience, if you like, widens the people for whom this applies to. Okay. So that's really what we need to get clear on, that everybody's comfortable with that.
Sorry again, but just to make sure. So if it doesn't has to do with the language itself. So if the language has ASCII character with combining marks, but the CCTLD itself doesn't contain one of those characters,
yes.
then it's not
well, because it
within
will,
the scope.
That's right, because it can't be, because it's not an IDN. The definition of an IDN in the protocol is a string that contains at least one mm-hmm. non-26-letter character.
So one French word might be eligible if it has the accent, and another one might not if
Correct.
It's using...
Because if it does not have one character
okay.
that is different... then it's an ASCII word.
Okay. Okay. Because from a user perspective, sometimes one looks at it from a language point of view. whether this language is going to be eligible or not. But obviously this is not the case
here.
That.
If you assume, the easiest way of thinking about it is this. The official language point is we will need to discuss in detail. But I'm pretty sure that most people agree that it's got to be meaningful, a meaningful representation. You've really got to have a meaningful representation. Otherwise, it can't be a CCTLD. It doesn't make any sense. So if we just assume that we agree for now that it's got to be a meaningful representation, the key is, does that meaningful representation contain, whether it's the full name or an abbreviation or whatever it might be, does that contain a letter that is a non-ASCII, a character that is a non-ASCII character? And if it does, then it's an IDN CCTLD. And if it doesn't, then it isn't. Okay? Otherwise, it doesn't make sense, because otherwise you're not talking about IDNs, you're just talking about CCTLDs.
Because that leaves us, as we talked about, since we now have moved the country and territory names out of the GTLD space for this time at least, we have to find a way to treat it in a PDP one way or another, neither to expand the scope,
yes,
or to find some other way.
I'm sorry, but I cannot hear at all.
I'm sorry, Gihan. You need to talk into the microphone.
Sorry. We have to find a way to treat this country and territory names in total, since the ASCII country and territory names now has been moved from the GTLD process in our hands,
yes,
to find a solution. And as Manal says, one thing is a technical definition of what is an IDN, but for people out there, it's difficult to understand why an ASCII name or an IDN name should be treated differently. So we have to find a way to treat that as well.
I understand that, and that's where, at that point, is where we hit a wall, and that wall is that this working group is about IDNs. So there are two alternatives, I think, maybe three. The first alternative is that we proceed with what we're doing. We agree the definition of IDNs as per the technical definition. We proceed with what we're doing. We work out how we do the IDN policy, and we agree with the council. Agrees that in time we will then work on looking at CCTLDs generally and whether there should be a change in the definition. Should any CCTLD be able to get their name .Australia, .Aussie, whatever? That's one. The second alternative, is that we stop right now and we go back to the council and we say, actually, this policy development process is not going to work because we don't want to just make a decision in respect to IDNs. What we want is to go back to the beginning again and do everything. And that would mean that we would have to start. I mean, it's not difficult to start again. That's easy. It's a timing thing. But what that would mean is that we would then have to go right back to the beginning and say, what is a CCTLD? So think about that for a second. Let's assume that we all agree that the starting point for a CCTLD is that it's on the ISO 31661 list. Not what is the two letters, but that the territory is on the list. So that's our starting point. Then the next question would then be, and should there be a limit to the number that a country has? And should the word have to be a meaningful representation of the country? And so on, and so on, and so on. So we can do that, but we can't do that in this PDP. We have to stop this PDP and go back and start again.
Further to that second, say, type of PDP, you may have the issue to involve the GNSO as well. So you might have to use a methodology we don't know yet, which has not been designed yet. This goes right back to, say, the exchange of letters between Avery and the chair of the CCNSO prior to the New Delhi meeting, and which is included, say, this suggestion of a cross-constituency PDP is also included in the letter from the chair of the board to you.
It effectively means that actually we would be starting by asking, what is a CCTLD? Not who's entitled to a CCTLD. Let's assume that, but that's easy, that it's ISO list and that's fine. But what is a CCTLD? And we need to come up with that definition, and we need to then look at whether we're going to limit the number and reserve the rest and say you can actually only have two. But other words that would be you are closed, so no one else can have them, for example. So I don't know. I mean, one way would be if we're very clear now what an IDN is, I think. I don't think there's any problem with that, really. I mean, we can't ignore the technical definition. So the question is whether we actually proceed or we stop. And maybe we need to, well, not maybe, we obviously need to discuss this on tomorrow with the members. And for longer. I mean, not just at this meeting. I mean, we will need to do a suggestion document that says these are our alternatives. What do you think we should do?
Then I have another question about the time, because it's a little discrepancy in the papers, the DAG, because it, on the one hand, it's saying that it's sending them back again to the PDP to be treated by the CCs in one way or another, and then they are saying that they are taking them out in the first application round. So, and we can't expect this work to be ready to discuss the CCs and the country and territory names in time for the second application round. So we have to make to discuss with ICANN what do they really mean. Do we have the time that country and territory names in ASCII now is out of the GTLD space until we have found a solution one way or other and discussed it thoroughly, or are they intending to take it back again or open it up again in the second round?
I think that if I were them, I would have done exactly what they did, which is to take it out for the first round, because I wouldn't want to preempt, and I wouldn't want to give us forever. So I think it's perfectly logical that's what they've done. But I also think that if we are running a policy development process that is considering those names, there is no way that they will put those back in. They can't, because it would be subject to our policy development process. So I think that's okay. I guess really it's what's the loss to us if we stop and go back and do the big thing? There may be a small number of cases that don't fit into the fast track that are waiting for the full blown. I mean, when I say case, I mean real. I mean, you know, non-ASCII CCTLDs. The reason we did this in the first place, the reason we started the fast track in the first place, there may be a small number of those that are problematic in the fast track and therefore have to wait longer than they might otherwise have to wait. But that's probably about the only loss, if you like, of stopping and starting again with a whole new process. But let's be really clear here. This will take a long time. I mean, we're talking about the basic fundamentals of CCs and changing everything.
And repeating again what I just said, before you can even run that PDP, you need to redefine it in order to include on an equal footing the other SOs as well.
I'm not sure that I agree with that, but I sort of do. I think it's clear. Look, there is a. This is clearly a CC policy development process. It is about what is a CCTLD. Now, you could argue that if we said a CCTLD is any word we decide as a CCTLD, then that clearly is encroaching onto the territory of the Gs. And yes, I agree with you 100%. If we launch a policy development process that starts with what is a CCTLD, they will want, the GNSO will quite rightly want to be involved in that. Where I disagree with you is whether we need a whole new mechanism. I think we can satisfy them using our current mechanism that they're actually going to be heard and involved.
You need to get clearance or clarity on that as well. Yeah.
Absolutely. We need to talk to them. But first we need to make a decision. I agree. First we need to make a decision. The members need to talk to us about what they think the right thing to do is. Because they may say, no, we're not ready yet. Or whatever, I don't know. They may. So in which case, then we don't have anything to talk about. We just proceed with where we are. But if they say, we're happy to do this, then we need to then start to talk to the GNSO and to the GAC about how we do this, right? So is everyone
So Chris, you mentioned the probability of a third option. Does this still hold, or and
I,
what
I
is
said
it?
There might be a third.
Might be, yeah.
Yeah, and I can't remember what it is now. It's so carry on doing what we're doing. Stop. Start again. No, that's it. That really is it.
The third option might be, say, it's very clear you need to address this in time. And I think that's part of your first option as well. Say, carry on what we're doing, but at the same start thinking about what needs to happen when this one is finished. So you've got clarity on what is IDN CCTLDs. You have something that's clear about CCTLDs, and then start something that is overarching.
I thought this was the third maybe option, mm-hmm. that we can just make sure ASCII names are on board, but maybe delayed a bit with another PDP.
But we can't make sure that ASCII names are on board if ASCII names are not IDNs, because the definition of IDNs is what it is, and our working group, and our PDP is specifically about IDNs. So we could run two things in parallel, but that doesn't achieve anything really. It just means you've got two sets of processes where it would actually be easier just to stop and go back and have one. But we can't include ASCII in this process as it currently exists, because it's not an IDN. Dot Australia in English is not an IDN.
I think you could argue that as long as we are sure that they don't take the country and territory names in ASCII into the GTLD process again, it wouldn't matter so much to finish the IDN PDP, because it's the countries having those scripts that has the highest need, and then be sure that nothing happens with the other.
Okay, can I understand that? So let me ask you a question. Is the goal to stop country names being used as GTLDs? Or is the goal to have country names as CCTLDs?
If I will just talk for myself,
yeah.
I think it's dual. Because for some countries, it will be a good thing to have more country names included as a kind of CCTLD. But for other countries, it's not a problem to have it as it is. But on the other hand, it's when the IDNs are going out in the countries that have scripts, different scripts, in years they will have a lot of CCs.
Mm.
They will keep their ASCII CC, I suppose,
yes.
And then the countries with only ASCII as their language, they will have a smaller option.
Mm.
So I think it's dual, and it differs from country to country. An option could be, for personally, I think that an option could be not to allow country and territory names at all in ASCII. But I know that it's country that wouldn't agree with me.
So I'm okay. So I'm asking, this is really critically important, and I'm asking for that precise reason. Let's assume, just for the moment, that we could be comfortable that country names are not going to be used in the GTLD space. Just assume that. The next question is, do we then want to go forwards and run a policy development process to see whether they should be used in the CCTLD space? And my point is that running the PDP on whether they should be used in the CCTLD space is a different rationale and reason to blocking them from being used as GTLDs. You block them as being used as GTLDs simply by saying they are the name of the country. It's therefore totally inappropriate that they should be used as a GTLD. For all the reasons we've discussed, that's fine. That does not mean, necessarily, that they should be used as CCTLDs. Now, we need to talk about this, and the community needs to talk about this, because there's no point in launching a policy development process on what is a CCTLD. I'll start again. The policy development process that we would need to do that starts with what is a CCTLD may not be a task that we actually want to take on, because there is a lot to be said sometimes for there being things just being accepted the way that they are without necessarily having a set of formal definitions. I'm not saying one way or the other. I'm just saying that is a possibility. There may be an advantage in not having the discussion. So what I'm trying to get to is what is our issue? If our issue is simply we do not want .Norway as a GTLD or .Australia as a GTLD, that's a separate issue, I think, from we do want .Norway as a CCTLD. Yeah? And I don't know what the answer to that is, but Howard.
I think in principle, I'm okay with we do want them, but with a certain criteria and requirement, because it has to be well defined, official language, a meaningful representation of the country. It has to be with specific requirements up to the detailed levels. Other than that, it's really hard, because Mina is right. From the public point of view, IDNs were non-ASCII script, so it's very hard to either justify, or we need very clear set of requirements or benchmarking.
Sure, I understand that. See, if we run this policy development process, the big policy development process, we're going to have to deal with money. I mean, we're going to have to deal with money anyway, but we're going to have to deal with money in a different way, because we're going to be going to ICANN and saying, this is now not two letters that's been assigned to us by some standards body that we get because we are who we are. This is actually us coming and saying, we'd like this, please. And this costs money, and it's got to be run, and all of that stuff. So then we find ourselves in a situation where, as part of a policy development process, we're now talking about how much money will we pay and why and how. It's a lot easier to have the discussion about money when you say, well, it's historically been the two-letter CCTLDs, they're sovereign, end of story. The sovereignty argument's a little more complicated if you actually come along and say, actually, I want that one, that one, that one, and that one. Because that's a market then, right? It's not quite the same thing. Lena?
Yeah, I was just thinking, and it might be useful to say it out loud and we think together. What could be the implications of asking what's a CCTLD? Or let's put it the other way around. Don't we agree that country names are CCTLDs? Or
no, I don't think we do. I think what we are saying is that country names... I think we all agree that country names should not be GTLDs. But it's not the same thing as saying and should be a CCTLD. It's not the same. If they shouldn't be GTLDs, that's fine. But just as an example, I could argue that in Australia, a lot of time and effort and money has been invested in branding .au as the Australian domain name. And I actually don't want that market to be fragmented by having .australia. And let's take an example. Let's say that our assumption is that they're blocked as GTLDs, right? They are blocked, so they cannot be GTLDs. I don't necessarily want my government to be able to wake up one morning and say, oh, I know, let's have .Australia and put in an application for .Australia. I don't necessarily want that to be the case. There is a lot to be said for the unique identifier that is Australia. Now, there are lots of reasons why in the IDN world to go past that. You have to, because it's not understandable. It's in a different script, etc. Right? But the question is, do we want to go way past that and actually allow... And who's going to decide? Is NORID going to basically have the right, or is it going to be the government? And the government's going to say, we decided we want .Norway, and we're going to have .Norway run by the Ministry of Communications, and you go do what you do, whatever you want to do with .NO, and that's fine, but we're having .Norway. I don't know that we necessarily want that, do we?
As I said, personally, I think it would be a good solution just to forbid it. Because I think we have, most of us have, it's 255 CCTLDs today. Each country have their TLD. So what we should use our energy to is to use that and make it the strong identity for the country on the net. And we don't need a lot of fragmentation, as you say. But if they are GTLDs, then it will be even worse than having the national government controlling it.
I absolutely
That's
agree.
My point.
I agree with that.
So I'm totally comfortable of taking them out, don't allow them, let them rest until at least until some time, and go on with the GTLD process and the other geographical names.
I may have a solution. I may have a solution for you, Hiro.
Oh, yes. Let me comment on the process options. If we defer our decision on what CCTLD is, theoretically there's a possibility that IDN CCTLD PDP we are currently working on may break the rules that will be defined by, what CCTLD is PDP. And this means that we need to prove that our current IDN CCTLD PDP conclusion does not break the rules defined by what CCTLD is in any case.
I understand that. did you have something else?
No.
Let me come back to that in a second. Annabeth, one thing we could do, and Manal, we need to talk about how the GAC would look at this. One thing we could do is we could actually run a policy development process now just on whether country names should be reserved. It's got nothing to do with the IDN policy development process. That just carries on. We could run a policy development process. It wouldn't take very long because it's a very simple question and actually run a PDP, and the scope of which is to decide whether the names of territories listed on the ISO 31661 list, which are entitled to CCTLDs, should be available in any other space except for the CCTLD space. Well, should be available in the GTLD space is a better way of putting it, but we could do that. And that might work, because then we don't have to deal with letting Peter have .belgium or whatever he wants. Yes, Peter?
Would it be relevant to define as well for what amount of time? Because currently, de facto, they are not allowed in GTLD space, so just confirming that probably wouldn't make too much sense.
I agree. What I meant was it would be a policy. It would say, as a matter of policy, the names of the countries and territories listed on the ISO 361 list should not be available. Full stop. At all. Forever. Well, unless we run another policy development process to change that. I mean, which clearly we can do if we choose to. But
I think if you do that, and it's a bit of the advocate of the devil, is that you start interfering with a already existing policy. The existing policy being for the new GTLD process, that country name should be available in the new GTLD process.
Well, okay, I accept that. But in other words, there is a recommendation in the GNSO policy development process that country name should be available, and that has currently been the board has currently said that will not happen. So there's no decision going to be made about this right now, and we need to do some thinking about what the consequences would be. But as a suggestion of a simpler way of achieving the goal over here without necessarily ending up with .Norway, right, then that may work. I don't know what your feeling is, Manel, but the GAC, I get the feeling that most of the GAC would be comfortable with no country names rather than insisting on having the name as a CCTLD, do you think? Or
so the PDP you're suggesting is blocking them from delegation or from delegation in principle? I'm not sure how the GAC would feel about this.
I understand that. That was what I was asking you, how they would feel, because right now they are not available in the CC world, in ASCII. Okay, so forget IDNs, just in ASCII. Right now they are not available. Full stop. The only way they can ever be available in the CC world is if we have a policy development process that says that they are available. That is the only way. There is no other way. Yes. So the question is, do we want the GAC, do we want to, for now, to simply block them in the G world? I don't know. I'm just, shooting the breeze. Yeah, exactly. But we're going to run out of time in a minute. Can I just so that we're clear for tomorrow, is everyone comfortable that we explain where we've got to with the definition of an IDN so that everyone's clear what that is, and then we talk about whether we carry on with what we're doing or whether we stop and do another PDP, and we agree that we will produce over the next month or after the holidays a paper to the members discussing this issue. Meanwhile, we will continue to do the work that we need to do with the IDN PDP.
Maybe there is on Thursday there is another meeting of this working group scheduled in order to take stock of what happened during the CCNSO meeting. I think, given where we are, it might be very useful that this group meet again on Thursday, and then we discuss what needs to be produced, when and where we are, what we want to do.
Thanks, Bart. That's fine. And yes, excellent. I may not be around because I've got to be on a panel to talk about abusing the DNS. I think that's what I'm talking about. Or not abusing the DNS. I'm an expert, apparently. Yes. I'm told. I'm reliably informed. And that, so our meeting is scheduled at 10 on Thursday. So I'm not sure when I'm on the panel. But anyway, we can have the discussion anyway. All right. Annabeth.
Just ask Bart a question. You said that the GNSO would have something to say about that, of course, if we suggest to take it out and block it. But as it is now, the suggestion in DAG 4 from the board is to at least to suspend it for a while. But it's pending the decision from the GNSO and the rest of the community as well. So it's not decided yet. It's a suggestion.
I agree.
Yeah. So the first thing we have to do is to make sure that at least that goes through, so we have some time,
yes,
that it's not in the GTLD process, and then we'll,
yes,
have to find out what to do further on.
I agree. My sense of it, for what it's worth, is that that they recognize, the GNSO recognizes, that this is a battle that they're not going to win, and that they have other things they should be concentrating on, not this. That's my sense of it. But we'll find out, and I'll have a chat with Chuck and see if I can get him to tell me what the feeling is. Okay.
And we probably need to read the letter very, very carefully. What's in it?
Sure.
Board letter.
The board letter. And it would be useful if we could figure out where that link goes, wouldn't it? In the letter, there seems to be a link to a document, right? But
let me check. I will find out.
I'm not sure what it is. It could be. It only says explanatory,
yes,
memorandum.
Yes. So I don't,
or something,
right.
And it doesn't work, that link.
Yes.
So, but it might be that post-delegation explanatory memorandum that I found
Bart's
at last
Bart
from the governmental post-delegation.
Yes.
I'm not sure.
Okay, Bart will find out. Bart will find out. All right, do we have any other comments or questions before we close up? As long as we're clear what we're doing tomorrow and we're all clear that nothing disastrous can happen tomorrow, then everything's all right. If we sit here long enough, nothing will happen. All right. Excellent. Okay. So where are we having the meeting tomorrow? Is it in the room, in ARC?
I think it's the ARC. Gabby.
It's the ARC. Yeah. Where are we having the meeting tomorrow? Gabby, is it in ARC?
ARC.
Okay. ARC. All right. Excellent. Okay, thank you, Gian. Thanks for dialing in. Good. Okay.